Emotions running high in Game 1 of a Saturday doubleheader between the Astros and the Mets in Houston. The Astros' first game back at home since the Hurricane Harvey disaster. Astros get right to work in the first.
Here's the 2-0 delivery. There's a swing and a line drive over shortstop. A hit into left field. That'll score Springer and make it 1-0 Houston. Altuve drives in his 72nd.
Welcome back to Houston, everybody.
Harvey with a pitch. There's a swing and a line drive right field. That's in for a hit. It may go to the wall. No, it's cut off there. And it's knocked down and not picked up cleanly by Tyrone. Bregman scores. Here's Altuve coming to the plate. Relay from Reyes comes in on two hops. He is safe. 2-1 pitch to him. Swing and a line drive over the first baseman. Up the right field line, in for a hit. Marwin coming to the plate. That's going to be an RBI single for Cameron Maben in his Astros debut. 4-0 Houston.
This ball hit deep to left field and gone. Career high. Home run number 30 for George Springer.
Here's a high drive to left center field. This ball's got a chance and there it goes. J.D. Davis with his third major league home run with the Astros up 10-2.
Astros pick up the 12-8 win in their emotional return to Houston. Charlie Morton defeats the Mets for the first time in 8 career starts against them, turning in 5 innings with 9 strikeouts. In his return from the DL, Matt Harvey turns in the shortest start of his career, departing after just 2 innings and 7 runs allowed. Saturday's festivities began with a stirring pregame speech from Houston skipper A.J. Hinch in the Astros' first game back in Houston since the Hurricane Harvey disaster. The Astros went on to defeat the Mets 12-8 in Game 1 of their twin bill at Minute Maid Park as Hinch addressed the media following the game.
Well, I think the emotions were really getting back to Houston, playing the game, and this is what we do. I mean, we're a baseball team, we play games, and you know, we were prepared and we're ready to play. But the emotions really came with landing in Houston the other night and getting to our family. So, but the emotion's pretty strong to be here, be with our people. Yeah, no, the it's plenty big enough crowd for what's going on in Houston. I mean, we to have anybody be able to get here is pretty remarkable, and just the trying time. So we appreciate everybody that could come out. I think more people came as the game went on. It felt like the crowd filled in, but you know, really thank you for the fans that came out. It's a baseball game. I mean, these guys can really separate what's going on with you know, their own lives. I mean, this is what we do. We're professionals, and we were able to separate everything leading up to today, and then to first pitch. Our guys played with energy. The crowd that was here had a ton of energy. 7 runs in the first 2 innings. You know, manager will never complain about that. So it was a good day, good win.
Emotions were certainly riding high for players, managers, and fans in the Astros' first game back in Houston since the disaster of Hurricane Harvey. Addressing that and addressing their 12-8 win against the Mets in Game 1 of their twin bill are Astros stars Josh Reddick, George Springer, and Charlie Morton.
These next few weeks, games, days, whatever, you know, I know that this team is going to play with a lot of emotion, and we're going to play with a lot of heart, and I just... You know, the city's been through a lot over this last few days, and, you know, this game is for the city. You know, the goal is to end the next one, but that was, you know, for me, that was for them, and it was an emotional moment for me.
The pregame ceremony, or if that's what you want, you know, that was pretty emotional. So, no, that wasn't normal, and the emotions weren't normal, but I'm really glad we're here.
It was good to be back home and play in front of the home crowd that we did have. And for people that didn't make it, was very happy to, you know, be on TV for them as well to kind of get them distracted from it. So anytime you can win, it feels good. But anytime you can come back after something like this and win big, it feels even better.